Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Alfreda Love, and as you can hear in my voice, once again, my heart is beating fast because I am excited and delighted, and I feel blessed to be on the platform speaking for the Lord and some of the things that the Lord has given me to speak about. On today, God's will, we will start out with a prayer. Then after our prayer, we will have scripture. And then I'm going to give you an in-depth look at the Reaping What You Sow event on April 5th, God's will, as the Lord has ordained. In addition to that, I'm going to speak to you about the America's Got Anointing with our colleagues, the Motown Gospel Records. Then I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Love of Jesus Up Ministry for the new individuals who are joining us and those individuals who would like to know a little bit more about the Love of Jesus Up Ministry, because we're going to extend this ministry in the name of Jesus. Amen. So without further ado, I would like to pray unto our Father, and after that, I will come back with you and let you know what's going on. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning and start us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each family member. We thank you for each church member. We thank you for each member of the community. We thank you for each co-worker. We thank you for just each child. We thank you for each adult, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for being you, God, because besides you, there is no other. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, Heavenly Father. And we recognize that we serve a higher being, and that is you. Heavenly Father, we're asking you on this broadcast, would you bless it to be what you would have it to be, blessed to be acceptable in your sight. Decrease Alfreda Emanuel Love on this day and increase you to greatness, Heavenly Father, because we know that if you be lifted up, you will draw all men, women, and boys and girls unto you, Heavenly Father, and that is the goal that we have set, Heavenly Father, to edify and glorify and lift you up and not ourselves. Heavenly Father, we're asking, would you touch each event that I speak on, Heavenly Father, in a special way? Would you make it successful as we see success each and every day with each of these events, Heavenly Father? We're asking you, would you continue to relate your vision of what you would have the people, and not only the people, but the children of God to do, Heavenly Father? We're asking you, would you grant a special blessing on the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry? Bless the host, those individuals who come on the ministry, the guests, bless what they touch, bless their ministries, bless everything that they do, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to crown this old head of mine from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, Heavenly Father. Would you help us to be humble? Help us to have a spirit that is in you. Help us to connect to individuals who love you as much or more than what we love you, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you, would you continue to be the God and the guide in our life as well, Heavenly Father? Would you be the head and tail in our lives, Heavenly Father, in the center, amen, of our joy? We're asking you to continue to bless the bereaved family, those families who are going through trials and tribulations. Help them to get back on their feet. Comfort them, because you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, Allah, El Shaddai, Elohim. That's who you are, Heavenly Father. And we believe in you, and we believe that you can be a comforter. You can be what we would have you to be. And today I'm asking, would you be a mouthpiece and spread the word and the message and the vision where we can make this plain, where the people will understand, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for each gift that you have given us, and we thank you for the past, present, and future blessings that you're going to give. We thank you for being who you are. We're asking that you continue to help us as we endure these now 19 days of just speaking unto you and showing our love and throwing our love on you and chasing after your heart and letting you know the desires of our heart according to your will, Heavenly Father. We have made it one day, Heavenly Father, and we're seeking 19 more days. And, Lord, we're seeking breakthroughs. We're seeking breakthroughs in ministry. We're seeking breakthroughs in different issues dealing with finances, families, those who are missing. We're seeking breakthroughs. We're seeking breakthroughs through churches. We're seeking breakthroughs through careers. We're seeking breakthroughs through everything, Heavenly Father. And whatever your will is, we are satisfied. And the reason why we're satisfied is because there is a greater good, and you are seeking to put us in the position of greatness. We're asking you, would you continue to help us to endure these 19 days, or if someone's starting today, these 20 days, Heavenly Father, so that we can run on and see what the end is going to be, Lord. I ask a special blessing, Heavenly Father, on those individuals or who was out of the ark of safety, and I thank you for bringing them back under the ark of safety, and I'm asking you would you continue to encourage and uplift them. If there is a spirit of depression, we ask that it be loosed. If there are anything that is keeping their feet from running to good, we're asking would it be loosed. If there is any thing on the mind that causes the mind to deviate and to not know who you are, we're asking it to be loosed. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, for 19 more days, 20 more days of just favor, 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 Heavenly Father. And in those 20 days or 19 days, we pray that we continue to uplift you, because it's not about what we want. It's about the will of God, and we need to begin to walk in the will of God and talk in the will of God and be in the will of God. And we know that we can do that because you have told us 20 days, consecutive days, praying unto God, taking our burdens and leaving them there. Whatever breakthrough we're seeking, Heavenly Father, whatever you would have us to do, we're asking you, would you bless us, position our feet in the right places, position our minds in the right places. If there be anything that is negative on our mind, anything that's negative that's going to come, Heavenly Father, we ask you, would you be a fence all around our minds? Would you be a fence all around us, Heavenly Father, so that we can void out anything that is not of you? Because these days are very important, and you specifically said in the revelation of God 20 consecutive days. And we just believe and we know that you are God, and you are able to do just miraculous things. You're able to turn tables. You're able to open doors. You're able to give the mind a piece of joy. You're able to mend broken hearts. You're able to cool scorching fevers. You're able to raise people out of the bed. You're able to get people out of comas. You're able to cure people of cancer. You're able to touch, and you're able to heal, Lord. And we recognize and we understand that you're able to comfort individuals. You're able to keep individuals safe. And we believe in you. There is a God up high who looks down low, but we know that you are the God, Lord, and we're asking you to continue to anoint this ministry, because this ministry and the church really keeps me going, and it keeps me pushing and running on, because the world can really become a tiresome place to even tarry in. But as we look at the world, we understand that we have a God that we serve. We have a God that is greater and a God that is higher. And, Lord, we thank you for the strength you're giving us. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the power. We thank you for the connections. We thank you for the new opportunities. We thank you for the doors of ministry that are open. We thank you for the doors of careers that are open. We thank you for the doors of finances that are open. We thank you for each thing that is opening, Lord. And we're asking you, would you bless us to take full advantage and full opportunity of each great thing that you will give us, Lord. And, Lord, we want to make sure that we are in the will of God. So when we begin to pray and those things that you do not have in your will, we're asking you, would you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Remove anything that is not in your will. Hold our feet, bind our feet, so that we have to walk in the path of righteousness, Lord. And we're not just praying for the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, Lord. We're praying for a whole bunch more ministries. We're praying for gospel artists. We're praying for secular artists. We're praying for children. We're praying for men and women, boys and girls. We're praying for the whole world, because this ministry is going to extend more than just to the Christian ministry. It's going to extend to the secular world. It's going to extend all across the country, Lord. And we understand it's a process. We understand that it's obedience. We understand that we have to take each step that you have given us to get there, and we're willing to do that, Lord. As we tarry these 20 or 19 days, Lord, we're asking you, would you give us strength to run on, because we're going to have challenges, because we are now focusing on you, Lord, and this is an activity in which you gave us, where we will focus only on you and not worry about what the world is doing, but we are focusing on you, and we're taking all of our burdens to the Lord, and we're leaving them there. And what we're going to see, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to see a lot of people come back unto God. They're going to start coming back to the church. They're going to start wanting to pray unto God. They're going to start reading their Bibles. And it's just going to be a good feeling. 20 consecutive days. And ladies and gentlemen, imagine if we did that every day. But we're going to start with 20 consecutive days praying unto the Lord on what we need specifically. We're not going to be greedy and just pray for ourselves. We're going to pray for our neighbors and our neighbors' children. We're going to pray for individuals, we're going to pray for those who are near and those who are far, whatever they're in need of, Lord, and whatever is in your will, we ask, would it be granted? Because this is like a trial, amen? It's kind of like when you set up a trial for instance, a free internet access, and they say you have 7 days. Well, the Lord is saying we have 20 days to see what he can do, amen? And this is a advertisement, a recommendation for the Lord, our God, Jesus Christ, because in 20 days, I guarantee you that your life will be different. I guarantee you that you will be filled with the Spirit, and I guarantee you that whatever situation you're going through, good, bad, or otherwise, it will be better. And we are focusing on the greater good from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because I know the Lord that I serve is able, and he can do anything but fail. And that's the strength that I continue to have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So 20 consecutive days or 19 consecutive days for those who started yesterday. And we're asking for breakthroughs. We're asking for healing, whatever that is. We're asking for deliverance. We're asking for whatever they are in need of. We're asking for church unity. We're asking for more people to come unto the church, asking the Lord, what shall I do to be saved? Those who are out of the ark of safety, we're asking, will they come back? We're asking for those who dropped their ministry, those who are running from their calling. Those individuals are going to seek the Lord. It's going to be like throwing your net out in the lake, amen, and all the fish come without you even having to bait them in. And that's how the Lord wants us to be. He wants us to come without force and come without coercion. But sometimes the Lord, this is the season where the Lord, this is the big advertisement to come unto Christ, because he's getting ready to do great things. And one of the young ladies at the church sang a song, and she said, Lord, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me, by the known Bishop Paul Morton. And within that song, you have to be under the ark of safety. And the 20 days or the 19 days that we are praying unto God, that is how you get under the ark of safety, and you're going to see your trial period. If you are in the Word of God and you've been in the Word of God and been walking with God, you're going to go to greater heights. If you're just now starting out, then you're going to experience the greatness of God, and you're not going to want to let it go. So therefore, let's start out with the 20 days or the 19 days for those of you who started yesterday. And I guarantee you that something will happen. I guarantee you that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing where you would not have room enough to receive. I believe it. I know it. I've done it before. And I wouldn't tell you this on air where a lot of people are listening if I didn't believe in God. There has never been a time that I have said something concerning the Lord and what he can do, and he has not done it, or he hasn't shown up, because the Lord is just that good. And I'm excited, as I said before, every time I get online. You know, this is just a online ministry, but I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this ministry, the Word of God, just being in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, has helped me immensely, not only in my career, but in my spiritual walk, dealing with people. It has helped me to love better. It has helped me to grow. It has just been a blessing. This ministry is a blessing to my life. And as I said before, any time that I miss a day, amen, I still find myself picking up my Bible, reading unto my God, because I know that God is able to do everything but fail. So the challenge is, and I know we were praying, but this is still part of the prayer, because God laid this on my heart, and I have to tell you, 20 days, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're an atheist, whether you are young and you like rap, that's fine, whether you are whoever you are, 20-day trial period with the Lord, I guarantee you that you will move to greatness in 20 days. When your trial period is over. Now, whatever you do after that trial period, that's between you and God. I don't have anything to do with that. But I'm telling you what thus says the Lord, 20 days. For some people who started yesterday, it's 19. 20 days, I guarantee you that you will receive breakthroughs. It's guaranteed. If you don't, then you didn't do it. That's all I have to say. It's kind of like when your professor tells you, if you study, you'll pass. Amen? So if you go through this trial period, 20 days. And ladies and gentlemen, you try out things on the internet for a month. We're telling you 20 days without paying anything. We're just talking about praying unto God, telling God you love him, reverencing God, No upfront fees. None of that. It's free. Amen. Salvation. Amen. God says today, salvation is free. You're not paying for anything. You can do this in your home. You can do it while you're driving. 20 consecutive days, ladies and gentlemen. And I guarantee you that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing where you would not have room to receive. And as I said again, I can't reiterate it. And I continue to say it because I have some time, and I know I have some time on this radio show. If you do not receive it within 20 days, that means you wasn't praying. You don't have to have a long prayer. You don't have to have a dissertation. Some people are at the Lord have mercy stage because they're so tired and things have happened in their lives. They're depressed and they want to get out of that. They can say, is Lord have mercy. Well, guess what? I have news, good news for you today. God understands Lord have mercy just like he does a long prayer. Or some people can only lift up their hands to God. And God understands that too. But the whole purpose of this 20 days is to acknowledge God and to pray unto our Father. However you pray, I don't know how you pray. You know, I don't know. It doesn't matter how you pray. But get your request known this 20 days or 19 days to God. And I guarantee you at the last day or even before, some of you are going to see big breakthroughs. Okay? So if you're able to have a trial period with the internet program that you know nothing about, then why are we lacking in this 20 days on a God, a Jesus Christ who we know about? And if even if you don't know the word of God, amen, you understand who woke you up. You understand who started you on your way. You understand who kept you this day and who didn't have to. You understand that if you're in the hospital and you're able to sit there and watch TV or hear the television, or if you're in ICU and you're on a respirator, amen, you understand who is keeping you. So if we understand that and we just have a trial and error on a computer program that we've never used, then we can make it that those 20 days. Is it going to be hard? You bet. Why? Because we're going to have the faith. And having faith sometimes is hard because all you see is the storm. Some people, when they speak about the problems, all we see is the storm. But we don't see who in the storm with them. So therefore, I challenge you, before I get started, to have a trial period with Jesus, 20 days for the Love, Live, Jesus Up ministry. 20 days. I'm not asking you to fast. The Lord is not asking you to fast. But he is asking us to pray. He's asking us to make our requests known, and he's asking us to tell him that you love him. And while this is on my mind, I want to say it before I get into this successful gospel anointed program. On tomorrow, God's will, I am going to speak about, because I supposed to have done it today, but I need to really explain this gospel fest because it's a blessing. On tomorrow, God's will, I am going to speak on a topic that the Lord gave me at church, and it's entitled, I Just Called to Say I Love You. And that sounds familiar because Stevie Wonder used to sing that song. But there is an implication of the Holy Spirit in that message. I just called to say I love you. So tomorrow, check me out. I can't give you a time right now. Amen. Nobody knows the day or the hour. Is that right? Not even in ministry. It's when the Lord allows us to because of scheduling and things of that nature. But tomorrow, God's will, I will bring the message. And we're still trying to catch up on the ministry. As I said before, I've had a lot of activities, thank God. And I'm doing a lot of things. I'm writing plays for churches and working with a lot of artists and things like that, trying to get ready for May God's Will, the showcase. And so a lot of things are going on, and that's not an excuse. It's a true fact. But we're still going on with the ministry as well because we're not going to do or we're not going to alleviate any of the programs that's supposed to go on in the ministry. We'll play catch-up before we do that. So we're getting back on schedule, ladies and gentlemen. And I thank you so much, but I want you to join me tomorrow as I bring a message from God entitled, I Just Called to Say I Love You. Okay? All right. Now, I want to speak about the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest and Book Signing Community Event. I want to be very clear in saying that the Lord gave the vision unto me through my mother, actually, when I told her that I was having a book signing event. Because actually, the book signing event was going to be at a center, and I was going to have some gospel individuals come out. But then I began to pray about it, and I wanted to incorporate the church because that is where the word of God comes from. That is also where I receive my teachings from God, from the minister, or from God first, the minister and the church. And so this event is entitled Reaping What You Sow. And in that, we know that according to what we sow, right, that's what we also reap, okay? So what this is, and I'm going to make it plain and clear, it's a musical. That's what it is. It's a musical, and it's going to have different individuals. And this is going to be in the Waco Trail paper, and it's going to be all over the Internet actually by this weekend. And what this is a gospel musical. I have sent letters to different churches requesting that they bring their mom teams or their choirs or different individuals, and I had a great response, okay? And just because your church is not on the program doesn't mean that you do not show up, because God has a blessing with your name on it as well, just like he has one with mine. I want you to show up. This is a community event. And when I say that we have tickets, these are donation tickets, kind of like when you have a tea party and you say, okay, you can donate $5 if you want, or $10. It's by donation. Some individuals in the community and at my church have tickets. And the tickets, you can donate to one ticket or several tickets, and the donation is $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever you want to donate, okay? I'm not putting a price on it. There is a donation. You can donate in advance. You can donate to this program, Reaping What You Sow. What this is, what this program is a fundraiser for the church, okay? It's a fundraiser for the ministry, the church, however the church uses it, whether it's for programs, whether it's for the youth, the choirs, however the church uses it, 100% of this money goes to the church. So this program is Reaping What You Sow, excuse me, I'm getting excited, Reaping What You Sow, Gospel Fest, and book signing community event. So let me tell you how it's going to go. And I'm going to get specific with you once I get the program out, okay? The Reaping What You Sow event, we have a mistress of ceremony, Sister Frankie Jacobs, okay? So what's going to happen is we're going to have all of these individuals, some of the church representation, such as St. Mary's is going to bring their A and B choir. We have the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, of course, who's going to have their youth, and they're going to have their choir as well. And each person can do an A and B selection or just an A selection. It's up to them. In addition to that, we're going to have a poet who's going to read a poem. You're going to hear, I'm going to speak about the theme, Reaping What You Sow, and that's going to only be like 10 minutes. It's not going to be long and drawn out. I'm going to also have a couple of artists, gospel artists, like Shantae Stewart, like Miss Barbara Williams, and I'm seeking one more individual. And we're going to have these individuals who they will sing or minister to us through song, okay? So it's nothing but a musical, all right? Then after the musical, all right, you're able to go into the fellowship hall and receive refreshments, and that's where I will be posted up or set up, okay? And this is, if you want to come to the book signing event, you're more than welcome to, and you can donate whatever you'd like, and then I'll give you a guide or a book, okay, according to what the Lord has blessed me to write, all right? So the book signing event is kind of like a supplemental thing, and the proceeds from the book signing event, 50% goes to the organization that I've chosen, which is St. Jude's, and then 50% goes to the Love of Jesus Up Ministry. But the main focus on April 5th is the church, Reaping What You Sow. So if someone comes up to you and say, hey, do you want to donate to the Great Ebenezer Reaping What You Sow fundraiser event, and they show you a ticket, then you donate whatever the Lord places on your heart. We reap what we sow. You know, don't think when you come in the door that somebody's going to be at the table taking money, because that's not how it's going to be, okay? It's a donation. We have tickets out, and also when you come to the church, you can donate if you would like. But we want everyone in the community to come out. Everyone is invited. The doors of the church is open to everyone. It's just that I have to have a program set so that my MC will know what's going on. You know, it's not like a program where I look at an audience and say, okay, who want to come up? It's a program that's already set, because we're going to only be there for so long, and then we have to leave. So what this is in a nutshell, Reaping What You Sow, is nothing more than a musical, okay? But it's a fundraising musical, and we have tickets, as I said before, and you can donate whatever the Lord has placed on your heart. When we have offering in that particular program, then you can put whatever the Lord has laid on your heart, whatever he lays on your heart. This is a season where we reap what we sow, and it goes 100% of that happens in the church goes all to the church. You know, so when they collect the monies, it goes to the finance department, and they disperse it within the ministry that they would like to. And as I said before, the book signing event is after, all right, after the program when you go into the fellowship hall for refreshments. And it's a, if you want to attend, that's where I'll have a limited number of books, and you can come in there, and I will sign them for you, and I will smile at you. And you can put whatever the Lord has laid on your heart in the basket. And the reason why I say that is because the books are going to hit all over the world because it's going on Amazon, and I have publishers everywhere, promoters who will be having these books in their bookstore. But I wanted to expose my Waco community, my home community, with the books first. And whatever the Lord laid on your heart, you can give, and you can still get that book, because once it goes to the world, the book world, then they're going to put a price on it. And so I want, in other words, I want you to have first grabs at this particular book. It's a good guide. We can call it a book, but it's really a guide. It's called Perfecting Your Walk. It's a revelationary book. It's very fulfilling, and I encourage you to come that night, and I encourage you to get your copy, you know. And as I said before, whatever the Lord places on your heart for that book signing event, all right? And once again, I want to read this to you. Your church, say my church, whatever church you attend, is cordially invited to attend the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest, all right? And you can contact me at 254-799-6429, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, the purpose is a fundraiser for Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. When April 5th, 2014, where 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, is hosted by our Free to Love and Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. Because without God and my family and the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, this program could not be what it is, because they are helping me to promote this program. They've been really kind in getting the word out, and I appreciate that. I appreciate my family, and I also appreciate my church family. All right? So you can contact me at 254-799-6429. And once again, as I said, the Reaping What You Sow event at Great Ebenezer Baptist Church on April 5th is nothing more than a musical. And we have tickets, all right? And those tickets, you can donate whatever the Lord places on your heart. I have about 40 or 50 people with tickets, maybe more than that, with tickets, who, if these individuals come up to you and ask you, do you want to donate, and the Lord says yes, then donate to them. Whatever the Lord places on your heart, that's why it's called a donation. And the monies that you give will go all to the church from those tickets, and also from the offering that's taken up in the church. All of that money goes to the finance department for the church. Once you step out of the church into the fellowship hall, then you're dealing with the ministry that God gave me, as well as the St. Jude's Hospital, which is my organization of choice. So in the church, all that money goes to the church, to Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. Once you step out in the fellowship hall and have your cake and whatever the Lord blesses us to serve you, then that's when you are into the ministry where, like I said, a portion of it goes to St. Jude's from the book sales, and then, of course, to the ministry, all right, so that we can keep traveling and keep things going and keep having events and things of that nature. So once again, the last time, I'm explaining it. And then I'm going to have things out, because I want people to understand the vision. The Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest. All right, we're going to talk about that first. That is nothing more. It's just a musical. I've invited people from Killeen, Temple, Waco, you know, different gospel artists who will come. All right? Those individuals will minister to us in song. All right? They will minister to us in song. All right? And the tickets that you see individuals talking to you about, those tickets are donation tickets. If you want to donate in advance and donate when you get to the church, that is perfectly fine. We love that. Whatever the Lord blesses you with, okay? So they have the tickets. But also we have an offering when we come to the event. And you can give at that time as well, or you can give at that time. All of those monies go to the finance department of Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, and 100% of those finances go to Greater Ebenezer. So I will be doing fundraisers, more fundraisers for the church, because part of the ministry and what God has given me is that my ministry is correlated or tied to the church, which means that not only should I look out for the ministry that the Lord has given me, but because I'm connected, that's where my heart is, the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, okay, then I should also look out for my church as well, and that's what I'm going to do. When you step out of Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, the edifice where we have service, and you come into the fellowship hall, then you're in the book signing event, all right, and I appreciate each person. Matter of fact, I want to see all of you there. If the Lord placed on your heart for the ministry that I have to give a quarter, I'm still going to give you a book because God's going to bless this guide or book once it goes out to the world, okay? But I want you to have a copy in your hand. I will sign it for you. I will smile at you. I may hug you, whatever, okay? But I want you to have a copy before it goes out to the public, before it goes out to the world. I want you to have a copy. It's very important, all right? So whatever the Lord places on your heart, I'm not going to have a price on that book, first of all, because it's of God. Second of all, because we're in a church, so I'm not going to have a price. I'm not selling books in the church, okay? That's just not me. But I want you to have a copy of whatever the Lord places on your heart to give. You just put it in the basket, boom, I'm going to sign it. I'm not even going to look what you put in the basket, okay? If you come with a prayer for my book signing event after this musical in the church, totally fine with me, all right? So I will be set up after I'm taking pictures and things like that for the event. I will be set up in the fellowship hall, all right? So, once again, the purpose is a fundraiser for Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, and they can utilize that fund or money for whatever needs to be done to the church, whatever they want to do with it. And this is April 5th, 2014. The time, it starts at 6 o'clock p.m. All right, we jump off at 6 o'clock p.m. Where is 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas? It's close to Baylor University. All right, if you get lost, just stop by Whataburger, and they can just point you down the street, because we're right down the street from Whataburger. If you have any questions, feel free to call my business line at 254-799-6429. I would love to see your faces. The donation, once again, I have individuals, about 40 or 50, out with tickets. All right? So you can donate there, and you can also donate when you come in the church. All right? But don't think that we're charging a fee for you to come to this, because we're not. This is a fundraiser. All right? It's nothing more than a musical. And once again, when you step out of the edifice, when you step out of the musical, after the musical is over, then if you walk right across, you'll see the fellowship hall. That's where the book signing event is. But I want to place special emphasis on the book signing event, all right? The book signing event is most important. Excuse me, not the book signing event, I'm sorry. The Gospel Fest, the musical, the Reaping What You Sow for the church is most important, because that book or that guide is going to go out to the world, and they change phones. It's going to go out into the world after April 5th, so I want to make sure that everyone is able to have a copy of that particular book before it goes out to the public. So once again, April 5th, Reaping What You Sow event. I want to see everyone there, and I appreciate your support. Once again, the whole community is invited. It does not matter where you are. I know I have a lot of individuals listening from all over Texas, out of town, out of state, out of the country. If you want to come on April 5th, our doors are going to be open April 5th, and we're going to welcome you in, okay? So just be sure to enjoy yourself when you come. Feel at home. Family is more than a word at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. And as I said before, please come and visit us before the event. Please come and visit us after the event. We always have smiling faces who will greet you at the door, whether it's children or adults, and you will enjoy the service and you will leave better than how you came. And so the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, once again, we believe family is more than a word. And as I said before, and I can reiterate because I have some time on here and the Lord is placing it on my heart, I want you to know that the main focus on that night, on April 5th, is the Reaping What You Sow gospel musical. And that is where we're raising funds through tickets, okay, through tickets within the community. And also you can bring your monies or your funds when you come. You will have an opportunity to do that. The book signing event is the theme of What's Your Pleasure. If you would like to come and receive a guide or a book and bring a donation for the St. Jude or either the ministry that I have, because I'm just going to split it in half for the book signing, then if you want to, you can. But I really want you to focus on the Reaping What You Sow and the fundraiser for the church, okay? So if you have any questions, as I said before, you can contact me at 254-799-6429. So just a brief synopsis once again, because there's a blessing, y'all. I'm telling you, there's a blessing, there's a blessing, there's a blessing. Once again, reaping what you sow, Gospel Fest is nothing more than a musical. I've invited some individuals. They've accepted the invitation, okay, and they're coming to minister to us in song. And in that, we're seeking individuals who would like to donate. You can donate through ticket or buy ticket, or you can donate when you come. It doesn't matter. Whatever the Lord places on your heart, you put it in the basket, or you give it to the individuals who have the tickets asking for donations. All right? As I said before, when you step out or when that program is over, the musical is over in the church, all right, you're going to walk across and you will see a fellowship hall. That's where we eat our food. All right, so whatever we're serving that night, you will see Afrida Love posted up somewhere, amen? And I will have a limited number of guides. And if I run out, don't worry about it, because I will allow you to put your name on the list and I will have more guides, and you can still you know, donate whatever you want to, and then I will still give you a copy of the guide or book before it hits the stores, all right? Because I want to make sure that my Waco people and my people who attend this special night, right, receive a copy, because I'm telling you, it's a great guide, it's a great book, and I really encourage you to read it. And it's only 40 pages, so you can probably read it within a week, dealing with your hectic schedule. And it will bless you real good, just like this Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest. Okay, so I hope that I was very clear on what this is. I just want you to know that it's nothing more than a musical. And if you happen to run into someone who has tickets asking for a donation, you can donate there, and you can donate when you come, or you can just donate there. It doesn't matter. All right, so this is a fundraiser. Okay, so I think I was clear with that, and if you have any questions, once again, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And, I mean, this event, I'm just already hyped about it. My heart is beating fast. I'm just ready for it. It's in a couple of weeks. You can also check out the Waco Trip to know exactly who will be there. I would like for you to support all of the individuals. If those individuals are in your family, if they go to your church, or if you know them, or if you don't know them, I still want you to attend and support, because we never know how the tray is going to turn and when we will have to support someone else. So I want you to be sure to do that. And since I am so excited and delighted, I have to read this verse, amen, before I get into my other announcements. And the verse or the scripture for today is Psalms 18, and actually it's Psalms 18. It's a song, 1 and 2. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Okay? I have read to you Psalm 18, 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And since I have told you everything about the Reaping What You Sow event, we will go on to the next announcement. The next announcement is the America's Got Anointing. Within this, America's Got Anointing is kind of like a Sunday Best, or it's kind of like auditions. And I am taking actually two artists that I know of so far. And it's one more, it's actually two more who have just texted me right now. And so within this particular event, they will be able to display their talent. And we pray that they will be in that number. They're very talented individuals. They all have their own music. And so I will be there not only as a promoter manager, but I will be there also speaking and interviewing about the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, as well as a vendor for the guide or book Perfecting Your Walk. So I will be there as a vendor. Come check me out. I will have T-shirts. I will have pencils. I will have different things. And I really encourage you to come check out the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, where Jesus shines with love. God has really anointed this ministry. I know that some of the things that's happening and some of the people I'm connecting with and some of the people I'm meeting is nothing but God, because I'm not great at all. It's God who's great. And I ask the Lord to decrease me to zero and increase him to greatness. So that is what the ministry of the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry is based on. That is the foundation. Our foundation is Jesus Christ. It's not based on anything else but Jesus Christ, because God is love and Jesus is just way out of no way. And so I can't describe Jesus to you. You have to try him for yourself. So this ministry is really under the anointing of God. I thank God for this ministry, and I will be sharing with individuals in Atlanta, Georgia in May about the Love of Jesus Up ministry. I will also be one of the media individuals who will interview some of the gospel artists, and we will make those connections, and I may promote some of them as well. At least that's what the Lord showed me. But for right now, the task at hand is to prepare to attend the America's Got Anointing, which is a great program, and Motown will be there seeking those individuals with excellent talent for the Lord. And one of those individuals will walk away with a recording deal. So I'm excited to see who that will be. I pray for each one of the artists that we represent in the name of Jesus Christ. So I will be there, and I will be the one interviewing. If you see someone with a sign who's smiling, and the sign on the back reads, "The Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with the love," and you see this chick who has a mic in her hand and have a couple of T-shirts and have some Perfecting Your Walk guides or books and have some cards on the table, be sure to come up and say hello. And I may have a couple of CDs from my gospel artists that I want different radio stations to check out, because I will be promoting some individuals gospel style. So please be sure to come up and speak with me, because you want to know about the Love of Jesus Up ministry. And as I said before, I would love to interview gospel artists, artists, promoters, teachers, gospel comedians, authors, publics, and just positive community leaders. And so you can even Facebook me before we get there, and it's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, I am on Instagram now, so you can look up Instagram, and you can Instagram me, and we can set up a couple of interviews, or you can catch me on LinkedIn as well under Alfreda Love. And I would love to interview you before we get there. I would love to make those connections. So be sure to come by and check out my booth. As I said before, you will see the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, where Jesus shines with the love. I don't know, you may see some sun or whatever behind me. I don't know. But if you see the Love Lift Jesus Up, just come on over there, because you know it's me. All right, and I'll be smiling. I'm a very friendly person, very approachable, and I do love people, and I love interviewing individuals, especially about their ministry. And I will have a field day there, because there are going to be a lot of people who are into the gospel industry. Okay? On Monday, excuse me, actually that's going to be Tuesday, we're going to start our segment of Fit to Win. And within the segment of Fit to Win, not only are we looking at fitness, but we're also looking at health, and we're looking at the hair, and we're looking at beauty as well. That falls under Fit to Win. So on Tuesday, guys, we're going to look at natural hair versus processed hair, and we're going to look at the difference, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, and I'm going to tell you some research that I found out, and that will be on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we are praying with love, of course. On Saturday, I am seeking confirmation from a couple of artists to see who is available on that day. I'm going to start setting dates for interviews for different gospel artists and different promoters and teachers and comedians and publicists and positive community members. For instance, if somebody's schedule is hectic that particular week, then I will be on air speaking. But we're not going to miss a day, amen, because the Lord always has a word that he wants to tell his children. And so I'm going to be the mouthpiece that the Lord is going to use to do so. In addition to that, just remember that on Saturday, I will also be at an audition with one of the artists at the AMTC, and this is where, once again, individuals are able to go and express their ministry or to showcase the talent that God has given them. So pray for all those individuals. On Saturday, I will be there from at least 9 to 2 o'clock, I believe. In addition to that, the Lord has placed on my heart Christian rap. I love poetry. I have always just sat down and put poetry together. Matter of fact, attending La Vega, which is one of the best schools in Central Texas, we had to write a lot, and we had to write poetry. And poetry is very therapeutic. Poetry is very, it allows you to express yourself on paper. And so I wanted to share with you what the Lord has given me. I'm debating if I am going to audition or try out for the Christian rap poetry or Christian rap. The Lord's been dealing with me with this. I'm not the hardcore rapper, as I said before, but the Lord has given me a word, and I'm going to share with you briefly, amen, stepping out of my comfort zone, ladies and gentlemen, share with you briefly a little poetry. It's a little rap that I'm going to put some music to, and I'll see, you know, I may take it from there, but right now the whole focus is on God. The whole focus is his will and what he would have me to do. So I'm going to read this to you, and then I have some other news, and then I'm going to bid you farewell. So here we go. And this is freestyle. This is without music. And this is something that the Lord gave me within probably 5 minutes. I put it on Facebook, and this is something the Lord gave me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads and guides me. Leads. That's what I taught. I don't walk in darkness, but turn on the light. And if that goes dim, my God gives me sight. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So if you believe this, if you believe this jam, yeah, he's all right. In the beginning, you know, he created the earth and gave his son. That's how much we are worth. So in this walk, do we just sit still or do we pray and know God is real? I have to slow it down because my spirit is fast. It chases after God because his love lasts. So as you see, I'm on MIC rapping and singing about my G. I know he sits high and looks down low, but everything I need, God always show. Jesus is coming back again, and we shall sing, oh, what a friend. So that was just kind of freestyle, and that's just kind of a rough draft, if you will. But, I love poetry, and poetry is part of my life, and I write poetry just as I write books and things, but we'll see, whatever the Lord leads me to do. Speaking of that, I will also have a couple of artists that I would like to introduce you to on air. I'm going to bring them on the station. I just inherited a rap group today, a gospel rap group today, and I want to bring them on air, and I want to allow them to express themselves and tell who they are. And I'm going to also be promoting them. So what I'm doing is not only am I promoting the Love of Jesus of Ministry, but I'm promoting artists. And my limit for individuals is probably 6 right now because I have a lot of speaking gigs going on. And in addition to that, I want to make sure that I'm promoting those individuals to the greatest extent. So therefore, right now I have 4, which is good. And so I want you to really become familiar with these individuals, and I'm going to have them come on the ministry on a Saturday and just talk about what the Lord has given them, because these are phenomenal individuals who have worked with, some of them have worked with artists, some of them have recorded CDs with prominent individuals in the gospel ministry. Some of them are just getting started. Some of them are needing just a little more guidance on where, you know, where are the individuals who really like gospel music, you know. And so I'm going to help introduce those individuals. And so, as I said before, I just thank God for everything that he's doing. I thank him for the newness in this Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. I thank Jesus for the opportunity to be able to one more time get on air. I thank God for the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest, which is nothing more than a musical. I thank God for each ticket that is given. I thank God for each person who shows up on each pew on that particular day on April 5th. So I really thank you all for listening. I thank you all for your support. I thank God. I thank my family. I thank those churches who allow us to get up and to speak about this event. Bless you, pastors and ministers. I never take the support that people give me for granted. I tell you what, every program, and I'm going to say this on air, every program that the Lord has blessed me to put on, you wouldn't believe the support. And I thank God for all those people, because I don't take any of that for granted, because first of all, people don't have to support you, and second of all, people don't have to help promote what you have, your vision, but they do. That's just what I was talking about, being around positive people, and you need people on your left, right, front, and back who are positive and who will help promote your vision, and that way you can also help promote their vision as well. So I want to say I really appreciate it. God has taken this ministry to greater heights, and no matter how high we go in this ministry, how high the Lord takes me in the career, education career, ministry career, promoting career, I'm going to always be humble, and I'm never going to forget those individuals who made it possible, especially God, my family, and those individuals, such as my church family, community leaders, you know, people that I've known over the years, people that I don't know, people that I've met at different functions, and I appreciate that because I never take anything for granted. So without further ado, I would like to just tell you thank you so much for listening to the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. We are going to go over that stress activity, or take all your burdens to the Lord activity very quickly, and then I will bid you farewell, okay? This is what I want you to do. I want you to think about or get out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write two positive things that happened to you today. And I'm going to give you about a minute. Two positive things. Okay? After you write those two positive things, I want you to think about two unfavorable things that happened to you today, or things that really may have ticked you off or may have made you upset. Write them down. Two things. All right. This is what I want you to do. I want you to, with those two negative things, I want you to make it into a positive. And as I said last night, some of you are saying, but what I'm experiencing, there's no way that I can make it to a positive. Well, if you're still alive and if you're still able to pray about it, then that's something positive, okay? All right, I want you to look at those two positive things that you first came up with that happened to you that made you feel good, and I want you to hold on to them tight. I want you to read them, and I want you to hold on to them tight. I want you to transfer them to a sheet of paper or transfer them with the other positives, which now we should have at least 26 positives. I want you to then look at your paper, and I want you to look at the two positives that you made out of a negative, out of those negatives. And I want you to look at it, I want you to read it, and I want you to hold on to it tight, and I want you to transfer it onto the piece of paper. Those two negatives, I want you to pray right now to God, and I want you to leave those burdens there, whatever it is, I want you to leave it there. And I'm putting a time limit on the prayer, but once we're doing this 20-day or 19-day challenge, the beauty of it is you can pray to God as long as you want to. Okay, now I want you to look at that list. We've performed this activity for about a month and a few days. I want you to look at your list of all the positive things and how the Lord has blessed you and kept you and all those positive things. And I want you to, before you go to bed, I want you to look at all those positive things that the Lord has blessed you with. And actually, it's more than that. But just because we started last month, amen, then we only have at least 20 or maybe 25 positive things, all right? But I want you to look at all those things before you go to bed. I want you to put it under your pillow, and I want you to wake up, and I want you to wear it. I want you to wear it well on tomorrow, okay? All right. I want to, before I leave this line for tonight, I want you to understand that God loves you. I want you to understand that God is ready and willing and able to do something in your life. This is the season, ladies and gentlemen, where the Lord is getting ready to do great things. And I know that a lot of people say that year after year, but this is the season. The Lord spoke 20 days yesterday, or it may have been the day before, 20 days, consecutive days, in which we lift up our concerns and we lift up our requests to the Lord, in which we begin to believe that he is God and beside him there is none other, in which we begin to make all of our requests made known unto God. There are times when we take things to our families, or we take things to our friends, or we take things to church, amen, and that's fine, and we're supposed to do that. But God wants a personal relationship with each and every person who is able to breathe on this earth, amen. And that personal relationship is through studying the Word of God. And not only studying the Word of God, but trusting in God that he will bring you through whatever it is. There is no problem on this earth that is too hard for my God, the God that I serve. I recommend God today. Not only today, but I recommend God every day. Amen. And even with these 20 days, these 20 trial periods, amen, for those individuals who are just coming to know God, those who want to know God, or those who have been walking with God for a long time, amen, 20 trial period days, I guarantee you that you will move up to greatness. We spoke about greatness on yesterday, amen, and God wants us to be greater, greater in our prayer life, greater in serving him, greater in doing good unto others. And with this greatness, amen, God is ready to project our lives and to make us greater individuals. The intention for God, or the purpose for us on this earth, was not for us to be in depression, amen, not for us to be a poor in spirit, a poor in heart, not for us to be wanting for anything, but it was to enjoy the richness and the fat of the land. But many of us have chosen to in other words, make our requests known. That's why we don't have, because we don't make our requests known unto God. And so for 20 days or 19 days, I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you to pray unto God and make your requests known unto him. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be a regular person like me, or you can be a millionaire. Amen. God is ready to move you to greatness. And I guarantee you within these 20 days, you will have a testimony that what Alfreda Love said, that God said on the Love, Live, Jesus ministry was true, because this happened. As I said before, those individuals who are missing individuals, people who have left, whether they walked out of your life on purpose or whether they're missing, somebody forced them or whatever's happening, I guarantee you, you will have answers. But you have to pray unto God, and you have to pray, sincerely unto God, and you have to believe. And we oftentimes pray amiss. Because, and the reason why we pray amiss is because we take things to God, then we take it back. And we try to put it in our own hands. But God is saying 20 consecutive days, you pray unto him, you make your request, whatever it is. You know, you have wayward children, you pray unto God for your wayward children. And I guarantee you something to get their attention. Amen. You know, you're going through struggles. You're going through depression, the spirit of depression. You don't know what's happening to you. You can't explain it. You just know that it's happening. God knows. Amen. And you tell him all about your troubles. If you need to vent, tell God. You know, when you are praying unto God, you talk to God like I'm speaking to you right now, because God hears. Did you hear what I said? I said God hears. And not only do he hear, but he understands. He said the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. So therefore, when you pray unto God, you speak unto God like you're speaking to your church family, like you're speaking to your regular family, like you're speaking to a friend, because that's who God is. God is a friend. Amen. He's a father. He's a mother. God is whoever you need him to be. He's a counselor. Amen. And so God is the only one who can fix whatever problem. He's the only one that can open doors that have been closed. He's the only one that can make a way out of no way. And I recommend, and I'm very strong when I say this, and I'm very confident that I know that God can deliver. Amen. If anybody else can't, I know that God can. And if Jesus can't fix it, then I don't know who can. It can't be fixed. So I serve a God who I believe in and who I love dearly. And that's what gives me encouragement each day, that I am able to open up my eyes, because I know that God never changes. I don't have to worry about God acting funny with me tomorrow. I don't have to worry about God acting funny with me 2 or 3 weeks down the line when he blesses me, you know, or whenever he decides to bless. You know, I don't have to worry about that, because I serve a true and living God, a constant God in season and out of season, amen? So therefore, the kind of God we serve, we can take everything to God, whatever it is, whatever problem you're going through, whatever storm you're going through, even if you're going through the good times, amen, take it to God. Amen. Take it to God and thank God. Tell God you love him. Honor God. And that's how God is asking for 20 days, trial period. And after that, I don't have anything to do with that. whatever you decide to do, whether you decide to stick with God another 20 days or the rest of your life, or whether you decide to go. But I want you to have that experience with God, because I guarantee you once you had that experience, you'll never be the same. That goes for atheists. That goes for those who do not believe. That goes for teenagers who are too cool for Christ. Amen. You'll start seeing things that's happening that the streets can't teach you. You'll start seeing changes in your life. You'll start seeing greater things. You'll start being greater. You'll start having more when you begin to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I can't talk enough about God. I don't have enough time to talk about God. But I know that the God I serve is real. I know he's able to help us. I know that he's able to take care of us. I know that he is the giver of all things. And I know who God is. And it's very important. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. It doesn't matter. You need to have a relationship with God. You need to know who God is. We know that he is our shepherd and we shall not want. But in saying the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, we must allow him to lead and guide us. We must not try to guide ourselves. All right? Because like I said, life is very fragile, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we used to read about people being 80 and 90 passing away, but now we're reading about babies. Now we're reading about teenagers. So life is real, and we need to continue to stress the importance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I guarantee you, and I'll say this, and I'll stand on this word, I'm confident, 20 days, some of us is 19, 20 days consecutive, and I'm going to remind you every day, 20 days with the Master, I guarantee you, you're going to experience breakthroughs, you're going to experience a lot of good things, I guarantee you, 20 days. God is only asking 20 days trial period. We can do it, but we got to keep running that race. So every day I come online, I'm going to be counting down the days, making sure you're still praying, making sure I'm still praying, still talking to God, having communication with God. 20 days, we're not asking you to fast. We're not asking you don't drink water. We're not telling you don't eat meat. God said just talk to him. That's it. And you don't have to pay anything to do this. It's all talking. That's it. Communicating. Telling the Lord what you need. Telling him all about your troubles. Amen? Okay, so without further ado, I want to say that once again, gospel artists, promoters, community leaders, please, Facebook, Alfreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or E-M-O-N-Y-A underscore love at yahoo.com. For those of you who are just tuning in, the reason what you saw is nothing more than a gospel musical fundraiser. Okay? The book signing event will be afterwards. It's at your pleasure. If you would like to come over and just donate something, 50% goes to St. Jude's and the other 50% will go to the Love, Live, Jesus ministry. All right? But the main focus is the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest event in the church, which we are raising money for the church ministry. Okay? In addition to that, I want you to continue to pray for 55 people, as I said before. Make sure that all of those individuals are not your family members. If you have to put all of your family members on that particular page, make sure that you put them all on one line and pray for them one by one and pray for yourself. In addition to that, if you have any questions concerning the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest, you can call me at 254-799-6429 or E-M-O-N-Y-A underscore love at yahoo.com. I would love to answer your questions. It does not matter where you are invited. This is a community event. So when you come in, you will not feel like a stranger, you will feel at home. All right. Because family is more than a word at the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas, 76705, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. In addition to that, Nanny will be online starting next week. I'm getting her ready. She will be online. And remember I told you that story about our hats may hinder our praise. She will be online. In addition to that, I want you to know that I love each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. And if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. And please join me on tomorrow as I speak about, I just call to say I love you. And thank you so much. And remember that 20-day trial period. I want you to do it. All right, until next time, once again, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.